You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Surgeons from three Central New York hospitals are among 18 across upstate who are collaborating with Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield to reduce the number of unnecessary opioid pills prescribed after certain surgeries. The idea is to reduce the risk of opioid misuse that could turn into an addiction. Dr. Renato Mendanis is Chief Medical Officer of Oswego Health. He says they've already been explaining to surgeons that many pain medications go unused by patients. He says doctors have had a habit of prescribing large numbers of pills.
Say 30 pills or 60 pills in some instances with refills to boot and all that. You know, and it varies from individual physician to individual surgeon. But our experience has been that all of our surgeons have adopted the recommendations of a reduced prescription of opioid medications.
Mendanis says most patients haven't complained, and they too have been educated about opioid addiction and the need to use simple pain medications. Manager for Performance Improvement at St. Joseph's Hospital, Stephanie Johnson, says doctors there have been very receptive to finding new ways to address pain that don't have unintended consequences.
How can we do better? How can we provide the best care for the patients and get them to a place where they have had a successful surgery, they're healing, and they can move on without inadvertently setting them up for an addiction?
But reducing the number of prescription opioid pills doesn't mean patients can't simply ask for more. Dr. Mendanis says this is when surgeons will have a conversation about the risks.
When you say that you need more, why do you need more? And the doc will ask, how much more? And is it proportionate to the surgery? Is it proportionate to the pain?
Everybody responds differently. So alarm bells should be going off when you feel like you need the medication to be able to go through your day, as opposed to, I'm going to see how long I can go without it.
Johnson says they'll be collecting data and reporting back to the collaborative throughout a year to monitor progress and make adjustments as needed. Upstate University Hospital is also participating. Excellus and the doctors settled on 21 surgeries for the opioid reduction program, ranging from total knee and hip replacements to incisionless bladder tumor surgery. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.